So we back in the building. Big Vern Slay Diddy. Special guest is here, man. And I'm excited about having this guest here because we've been doing this. And you know what's funny, Jay? We sat down and talked about this at a Catskill Hudson basketball game. Remember we met? You said, hey, you got any time so we can meet and talk about what I do? And I said, yeah, but I'm going to a basketball game today. He said, I'll meet you at the basketball game. And it was Catskill versus Hudson at home. It might have been last year.
Yeah, it was last year.
Yeah, last year. So do me a favor, introduce yourself, and just let everybody know who you are, where you're from, and what you're here to talk about.
No problem. My name is Jeremy Soto, and I'm from Hudson. I've been living in Hudson since 07, but originally from New York City, Far Rockaway, New York. And I love it up here. I love the people. That's why I moved up here, and that's why I'm still here. I've been in financial services since 04, helping people, teaching people how money works and the importance of having the proper insurances and the proper investments, because it's very important, especially in our community, the Latino, African-American community, to have financial IQ, to have financial education, because I know growing up, I didn't have that given to me. I was taught, go get a job, go to school, and that's all that's good advice, but you need to know your financial IQ, because you need to know where you want to end up as far as retirement and your family. So it's very important to me, and I'm glad that you had me here today to elaborate on that.
Well, what we want to do is, like I said, and I talked to Slay about it, is that we want to do a series of interviews with you. You know, we have you come in today, and we'll have you talk about this, and then maybe next month have you come in, because you do a lot of things, and we could never get it all done in one show. Yeah. So if you're okay with that, I mean,
I'm fine with that. That's cool.
The first thing that I really wanted to talk about, and we see this a lot, and is life insurance. And one of the reasons why is because, and listen, I'm not knocking anybody with what you do or how you do things. Mm-hmm. But the one thing as a father or male, you want to be able to provide for your family while you're here and when you're gone.
Absolutely.
And I think that comes with making preparations and being ahead of the game, because we all know we're going to die. And you need to be prepared. So what are some tips or some things that people should follow to be able to either pick out life insurance and stuff like that?
Well, when I got into this business, I was 18 years old, and I was not thinking about life insurance or anything like that, or retirement. And it was stressing me how important it is to have it, because most people have health insurance, car insurance, and all that stuff is very important. But I don't love my car more than I love my family. And a lot of times, car insurance is pretty pricey, especially if you have a funny driving record. But I got my policy when I was 18. And one tip is get it early. The earlier you get life insurance, the less expensive. You'd be surprised. $40 for me back in the day when I was 18 got me $500,000.
Wow.
$500,000. I had no kids, no wife, no girlfriend. But it's you know, I didn't smoke. I didn't do anything like that. But if you're healthy, get it young, because you don't want to wait. I just sat down with a family, and they waited, and they got denied. And it's heartbreaking to give them that news, because they waited till they were in their 60s
to sit down. Yeah, I got you.
Now, there's many types of insurances out there, just like there's many types of banks and car insurances out there. But you want what I teach people is how each one works. Like when you go to the doctor, you want to make sure that doctors are not writing you a prescription for anything. You want to make sure you got the right stuff for what you came in for. Because if he's trying to give you a Tylenol and you got a gunshot wound, you want to see a surgeon for that. So you want to be careful. Same thing with your finances. You don't want to go to know which doctor. You want to get all your questions answered, and you want to make sure your family is properly protected.
You said $40, was that monthly?
That was monthly. 18-year-old kid from New York City was able to get.
Slay, that's killer right there. Yeah. At 18?
At 18 years old. And again, I wasn't thinking
about
life insurance.
$10 a week.
Yeah. And look, what life insurance is income protection. You're renting wealth. Because at 18, I didn't have $500,000 to give my mom or my dad. So you're renting wealth.
That's crazy right there.
You know, I also show people how to save money properly. And we'll talk about that another time. But right now, you want to focus on getting wealth. Because I'm not knocking GoFundMe. It serves its purpose. But that's not life insurance.
No.
You know, so people need to understand the purpose of life insurance. It's affordable. You just need to sit down with the right people and get your questions answered. And that's what I do it on a daily basis.
What do you say to the people who are, you know, the everyday working people who are like, I, you know, my check basically has plans before it even gets to me. So me thinking that, you know, how much we took in $40 a month?
Yeah.
$40 a month, or if you get paid biweekly, $20 out of my check, like, that's a lot. That's a lot to let go of.
Yeah, I mean, but I would say to them, it's a lot to put somebody in the ground.
Yeah.
That's a lot more than $40. So think about it. The average funeral is $10,000.
But what do you say to the average person who's like, well, I don't plan on dying today. And it, and if I do, then you can't get it.
I mean,
$20 a week, $20, you know, every 2 weeks. That's, you know, that's a Renaissance microwave or something like that. Like,
well, I ask him, I mean, is that microwave more important than family? I mean, you can just, why don't you use your oven?
slow cook, but
my thing is, I sit down with families, and before I give them anything, I see where they're at. So basically, I give them a financial GPS. So, like, you go to the doctor and you got a broken arm, they can't see it through your skin, so they have to put your arm through an x-ray. So before any financial advice is administered by me, I say, let's see where you're at. Can you, what are you spending your money on? So we sit down, we do a needs analysis, and we go through what you're spending your money on. Now, if you're spending $40 a week on rent-a-center or takeout, you might want to change that. If I'm telling you, you can get $500,000 for $40 if you're in good health. So, and that's a decision that husband or that kid or that person has to make at that point. What's more valuable to them, that rent-a-center bill or taking care of your future? And then we also show them other, you know, financial tips and that can help them. So that's what I tell them.
At what's the average? You know, you said 40 when you were 18, but what's the average amount that you know, just a ballpark figure? Because me, like I told you, with my job, my job automatically offers me life insurance as long as I'm working for them. So that's automatic. And then I decided to add on some extra, you know, just because. I paid $9 a week for extra.
And that's awesome. That's most jobs offer, it's called group insurance. So you have a group policy. It's one master policy that every employee signs up to. And it's usually affordable, $9 a week, like you said. But most people, I don't know about you, but don't plan to spend their whole life at that one job. You know, it's not like back in, like, my parents were around, where you can stay at one job and retire with a watch or whatever. you can't. That's, people are changing jobs every 5 years now. But what happens is, when you change your job, you lose your benefits. So, and they, or they'll try, you won't have that same $100,000. They'll give you something else, and it ain't gonna be $9 a week, I can guarantee you. So and that, but having group insurance is very good. You, if a job is offering the benefits, take it. But you want to have something outside, because you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. But if you wait, it's going to be the price will go up. So the average person, and again, it all depends on their health, if they smoke. It depends on a lot of things. So it's really hard to say what the average is, because everyone's situation is different. So, but typically, you can get a $100,000 policy if you're in your 20s for about $25 a month. Typically.
That's.
If you're in good health, gravy. Yeah, if you're in good health, that's typically the ballpark.
I want to ask you one more question, then we're gonna go to a skit, and me and you will talk further. But you say you got it at 18. So if you're at 18 years old and you're in good health, do you have to do like a random checkup, maybe every 6 months, every 6 years, and then let's find out that you're not in good health anymore? You know what I mean? Like, your health is wearing now. Yeah. What happens?
Oh, no, you don't. What you do, you go through an initial medical checkup. So that agent at that time sat there with me and asked me if I smoked or if I had high blood pressure and all that stuff. And I didn't. I was 18 years old. I wasn't stressing about nothing except my grades. once you go through that initial and you get approved, that policy is in force for 30 years.
Whoa.
And you don't have to ever, again, within that 30-year time period, show insurability, which means I don't have to prove I'm healthy.
I mean, but with that being said, Slade, think about it. Wouldn't that be like an awesome, like, graduation gift, like, to everybody?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, all right, you know, thank you, nephew. You graduated. I'm going to get you some life insurance.
I don't think they're going to be happy about it, but in the long run, they'll thank you.
Yeah.
I was expecting the car, but cool.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, I'm setting up your setup. You know, you're going to be good.
But go ahead. I'm sorry.
So what about if it's not offered by your employment? What's the process that a person can go through?
Well, usually I will sit down with that person. They would have to be fortunate enough to seek it out on their own. Mm-hmm. Most people are not. 95 million people in the U.S. right now do not have life insurance. Mm-hmm. That's a big number. Yeah. 95 million. Mm-hmm. And there's two reasons why people don't look into it. They either think it's too expensive or they just don't have any education about it. You know, they'll most people will book their vacation before they sit down with someone about their life insurance.
Yeah.
And they, I'm plenty of people right now got 2017 all lined up already, but they don't know when they're going to pass. No one knows.
Yeah.
So that person has to be motivated to look, seek it out. Secondly, hopefully they run into me and I'm able to, you know, let them know what I do, or they were referred to someone like me and I sit down with them and give them the option. So that's mm-hmm. basically you need to be self-motivated, because no one's going to come and save the day. No one's going to come and teach you how money works or how life insurance works. You got to seek that information out on your own.
All right, Jay. Donald Trump run the election.
Yes, he did.
And yeah. And that's something that we got to deal with.
Yep.
One of the things that a lot of people are talking about is taking our money and investing in it so that our money can work for us. It's time that not to separate ourselves, but, you know, we need to depend on our community to better our own community. And one of the ways is by taking our money. I think I read some stuff like mm-hmm. people were talking about, take your money out the banks and put them mm-hmm. in black banks so that the, mm-hmm. you know, so the money could generate.
Mm-hmm.
Do you deal with things like that?
Oh, yeah, I do encourage supporting black banks, because we want to keep our money in our community. I am a supporter of that. I remember when I first met you, we met at a birthday party, your
yep.
niece's birthday yeah. for a kid. No, it's a funny story, real quick. My wife said, I can't make it to the birthday party. Can you take my place? I'm like, sure, I'll go to the birthday party. No problem. So we go and we link up, we start chopping it up, and I said something to you that caught your ear. I said, you know, the black lives do matter, and they do. Every life's important, but black money matters. And I said yeah. that to you, and you're like, oh, that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
And I meant it. I'm coming from a real place, because we need to, if you go to the Chinese community, the Jewish
yep.
community,
yep.
Greek, Italian, what do? They keep their money where?
Yeah.
In their community.
In their community.
We don't do that. You know, we need to keep our money in our community. You can't tell me that someone from the Middle East knows my wife's hair better than she knows her hair.
Yeah.
You can't. You know, or yeah. you just can't do that. So I do believe we need to move our money, but we need to move our money wisely. And again, with the life insurance and all the other financial services that I'm involved in, it's all about you moving your money and putting it somewhere that's going to help your family in the long run. So I do support that. I mean, don't be scared. Yeah, Trump's in the office. It's nothing you can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
But make sure that you're the commander in chief of your household.
Correct.
Don't worry about who's yep. in the White House. Worry about who's in your house, who's running your household. Because no matter who's in the office, mm-hmm. you need to really make sure you're running your household, you know, good and financially. So that's my advice as far as that's concerned.
With something like that, would it take a lot of money? Can someone that, you know, I've heard of this. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in it.
Yeah.
But No. I do believe in it, because when I was younger, I was like that. But, you know, mm-hmm. people say they live paycheck to paycheck.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm looking at it as, with someone that's living paycheck to paycheck, how can they be able to invest money to make their money work for them? Mm-hmm. With, like Slay said earlier,
yeah.
like, hey, man, you know, $20, I don't know if I could spare that.
Yeah, I mean, you got to, one thing, you got to pay yourself first. You got to make sure you're the first bill of the month. Most people, they pay their bills, they pay their car note, they pay their car insurance. They don't have life insurance. They pay everything else. But what do they do? They save themselves for last.
Okay.
They don't have a savings account or any saving strategy. So you need to get together with your spouse and put together a financial game plan. Just save. Get into the habit of saving money, whether it's $5 a week or $5 every 2 weeks. But if you establish the habit, then mm-hmm. you have the habit.
Yeah.
Good habits turn into good habits. So mm-hmm. then a year from now, if you're able to save $50, you already established a habit. So you're set. You're into the mind frame of save money. So make sure you pay yourself first. That's what I my company and what I do, and I tell people, pay yourself first.
With paying yourself first, mm-hmm. let's say you start saving that money.
Mm-hmm.
a lot of people, some people might say, okay, well, you know, I got $5,000 saved up. What now? You know, maybe I could take a trip to Vegas or, you know. No, I'm just saying because, I work so hard. So what now?
Treat yourself up. So here's what you do. Of course, if you save $5,000, treat yourself, of course. Not with the whole $5,000. but you want to get yourself together. And we teach people, I help teach people about the rules of money. And this is one rule of money that's essential for everyone to know. And I shared it with you at the basketball game, but it was hectic. But it's the banker's rule. And it's also called the Rule 72. So basically, if do you have a savings account, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know the interest rate on your savings account or a CD? No, most people don't.
I don't know.
Oh, you have a 401k?
Yep, I got
401k. Do you know the interest rate?
Nope.
See, and most people don't know what their money's doing. You know, you don't know. So let's say that, for example, the average interest rate of 401k is like 3%, give or take, all right? So you take the number 72, right? You divide 3 into 72. The number you get the answer to that is 24. So you get 24. 24 symbolizes the amount of years it's going to take for your money to double. So let's say you have $2,000 in that 401k. Mm-hmm. It's going to take 24 years for that money to double.
Yeah, that ain't good.
That's not good. Most people don't got another 24 years. So what we show people is how to get a higher interest rate so your money's working harder for you. Because most people have two jobs. They work the overnight and they work in the morning. And most people know how to work for money. But we teach people how to get money to work for you. But you need that life insurance as the foundation. Because if you're building a house, right?
Yeah.
Would you build a house on quicksand or concrete?
Concrete.
So life insurance is the concrete.
Okay.
Without that, everything falls apart. Life insurance guarantees you have generational wealth.
Yeah.
So something you can pass down. Now, we don't want to die. No one wants to die. No. You don't. And this is why we teach people that rule, that banker's rule. So while you have your policy, you're saving money alongside of it. Okay, because people are like, I'm going to have a policy. I'm going to spend $20 a month, but my money's not saving. Well, I'll show you how to save.
Mm-hmm.
$50 a month. So by the time you get to the end of your policy, you have a nice little nest egg up. So most people take the money to a bank. There's other avenues you can go. And this is what I show people. You don't have to go to the bank. You don't. Banks are not evil, but banks are in it to make money for themselves at the end of the day. But I teach people, hey, listen, here's what they know. Now you do with that information what you want. And I show you the path, you gotta walk it. Basically.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what, and I enjoy doing that because most people are like, oh, wow, I didn't know that before you said that. So that rule, that banker's rule, if you have an interest rate, divide it into 72, and that's the number of years it's going to take for your money to double.
Yeah, that is, that's shocking right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and when I learned that rule as an 18-year-old kid in Brooklyn, I was blown away and it changed my life. And I'm here with you now, you know, 10 years later, you know, I'm not gonna give my age away, but
yeah.
But talking about this rule that changed my life, because my mom didn't know this rule. My dad didn't.
Yeah.
My grandfather didn't. But it took someone reaching out to me and say, hey, this is how money works. And this is how you can help your family. Now I got 4 kids and now I'm teaching them. See, knowledge is power. You know, the people say, oh, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. No, the rich keep reading.
Yeah.
And the people that we know keep. Or on social media, not knocking social media, but someone wealthy, they got a book. They're reading how money works, wealth. And that's the difference between, you know, the have and have nots, you know, unfortunately. But you can change that. You know, you can go to the library, get a book. We got a nice library out here in Hudson. And it's nice. And, you know, study how money works and really. And that's pretty much what I talk to people about, you know.
Do me a favor, and we'll do it a couple of times. What information can you give out for people that might be listening or might hear this on a replay to be able to get in contact with you so that they could be able to, you know, maybe sit down with you and you can help them?
Yeah. I'm on Facebook. You can contact me, Jeremy Soto, on Facebook. You can contact me that way. I'll leave my information for you. My contact information. I have business cards. The people I can get reached. I'm in Hudson, so I'm not. A lot of people already know me. I've been here for a while. I love this town, and this town has a lot of potential. You know, our community has a lot of potential. You know, if you give us the keys, I know we can do a lot of good things in this town, but you need to have the motivation, the drive to do it. But people can reach me. I'll leave my contact info for you, mm-hmm. and you can put it on the website.
Say, yeah.
Definitely. And I'm 24/7. I'm open. You can call me. I'm like a doctor. I'm on call. But the knowledge I have, I want to share it. I can't. I'm not going to go to the grave with this knowledge, because that'll be a waste.
I think that's the biggest thing, is just like someone mm-hmm. giving you that knowledge and opening the doors for you so that you can see, because word of mouth works so well. And, mm-hmm. you know, people sometimes are, mm-hmm. they're nervous and they're hesitant. Nah, I don't know. It might be a scam. I don't want to get scammed. Yeah. But then when you get three or four people and say, nah, man, you know what? It worked. And look at me, you know, and I'm able to do these things.
Yeah, I mean, I encountered that when I first began in my career, because I was doing something different. You know, mm-hmm. I was going to school for business, and I was working at CVS, and but I said I want to go out and do something on my own. I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to help mm-hmm. people, and I don't know how that's weird. You know, by saying I want to help somebody, but so a lot of people, if you're doing something different, you'll find resistance, and that's in every field. If you're standing out, people will be there to try to pull you back to where they're at in their mm-hmm. comfort zone. But to make it in this country, you got to get uncomfortable. You can't stay stagnant.
No, you gotta keep moving.
You gotta keep moving, and especially in these times right now, with who's in office and people are nervous. People are leaving the country because they look at him as he's a business guy. He knows money, but listen, I know money too,
mm-hmm.
and I'm willing to share it with you. I come to your house and talk to you about what I know, and I'm not here to get a fee. I'm just going to talk.
Okay,
and just like I'm here today, just to talk and to share what I know about life insurance. Because back to life insurance, like I said, 95 million people do not have it.
I mean, just stop right there. That's insane. Like, and like I said, I'm not knocking anybody, mm-hmm. but it just sometimes it mm-hmm. just hurts my soul.
Mm-hmm.
And we mentioned Facebook, and I try to use Facebook as an engine. You know what I mean? Like, one day I was sitting there and I was saying to myself, along with Slay and Ray, mm-hmm. and was like, you know, this thing is very powerful if you use it the right way. So on my Facebook, I try to do a lot of promoting, and I start with the kids.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's where it starts at. And when I was younger, we didn't have Facebook. So, mm-hmm. you know, if I had a basketball game, I might see one of the OGs on my way to the store or something, and they're like, yo, good luck. But it meant so much to me that OG knew that I had a game and that I was focused. So I try to do the same thing, you know. Mm-hmm. I try to, you know, shout out the kids that are playing. Yeah. And the boys and girls.
You do a good job at that. I don't mean to cut in. You do a fabulous job, man.
You know what? And it's a habit now. This is just what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But when I say the whole Facebook thing, when I see on Facebook when somebody passes away mm-hmm. and people need help, it bothers me. You know what I'm saying? It bothers me because I think, like, why didn't anybody help them figure out that this day would come?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's nothing against the people at all.
Yeah,
it's just saying, like, hey, did I do something wrong? Should I have went and made sure that we had uh-huh. someone on the show that could, you know, tell people it's not a lot of money to get life insurance and these things are going to happen. And
mm-hmm.
what a great feeling it would be to be able to
help somebody.
You know, help somebody. So
yeah, I mean, I see the GoFundMe. Every time I see a GoFundMe on Facebook, it hurts me, especially when it's someone passing away.
Yeah, that's when it hurts the most.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of other GoFundMes to fund other purposes, and I'm for that. I'm not anti-GoFundMe. I want to put that out there.
I got you.
But you need to have the life insurance. You do. I don't know how else to put it.
You got to have it.
Like I said, there's two reasons why people don't have it. Either it costs too much, or just no one's ever sat down with them to talk about it. Because the banks close at 5 o'clock. You know, they sell life insurance. You know, banks do. Every bank does.
I didn't know that.
Every bank does.
I didn't know that.
They sell, and they sell, but here's the thing. They sell multiple types of life insurances. So they know how it works. So you go to them, say, hey, I need life insurance. And they might sell you something that you think it's good for your family, but in the long run, it's not. So let me just paint the scenario. I'm not going to name the type of policy this is, but let me see if you... So just imagine, what bank you bank at?
We bank at Trustco.
Okay, all right, man. Big up to Trustco. but let's say you was depositing money into your bank for 2 years, right? Mm-hmm. 2 years straight, you put, you know, $200, boom, every month, boom, boom, $200. And at the end of the 2 years, you have about a couple grand, you know, between 2 to 3 grand in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you went to the bank and you went to withdraw the money. but it wasn't there. How would you feel about that bank?
We have some problems.
There's some problems.
Yeah.
Do you know there's a type of policy out there that functions like that? It says, okay, you have insurance and you have savings, and we're going to save money for you because we understand that you have financial needs.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have life insurance. But for the first 2 years of this particular type of policy, your money is going to the company. They're not saving it for you.
Oh man.
So for 2 years, you think you're having savings, you don't got nothing saved. No. Another thing, for that first 2 years, get this, you don't even have life insurance.
Oh my.
And this is the type of product that's out there, right? And I'm not gonna name the companies, but they're available out there. And so if the average Joe goes into ABC insurance company or ABC bank,
mm-hmm.
they're gonna give him that because you know why? Because that agent who's gonna sell it gets twice the commission I would get for telling them the right thing.
But even if it's a fugazi, so what are they hoping? So after the 2 years, then it starts to collect or whatever?
It starts to collect, but here's the thing. Okay, let's say that you get beyond the 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's say you keep the policy well into your life and you pass away, natural causes. You live a long life, right? And let's say you save $50,000 in that policy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So to your loved one, to your wife, so let's say the policy is for $100,000. And you saved $50,000. How much do you think your wife should get?
$100,000.
Well, and you saved $50,000, right?
Yeah.
So you should get $150,000.
$150,000. Yeah.
Guess what? The insurance company keeps the $50,000.
So you just get $100.
Mm-hmm. So you save $50,000.
What'd you pay for half? Yeah, that's crazy.
They keep your money. So that's like banking at a bank, and they keep all your money.
That's crazy.
Oh, but if you want the bank, if you want that money, guess what? They say you can borrow. You can borrow from it. Now, I never borrowed money for myself.
Yeah, that's weird.
But that's how this particular product works, and that's what's out there. So for the 95 million people out there that don't have life insurance and are going to do it on their own, you got to know what you're stepping into. You got to. It's very important that you sit down with someone that's going to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to tell you that's not in it for the sale.
So wouldn't it be like almost like going to a doctor? So getting two mm-hmm. and three opinions, just to
absolutely,
say,
yep.
like, let me, all right, I heard what you have to say. Let mm-hmm. me take it to someone else
yep.
and see if mm-hmm. what you're selling me is the right product.
Exactly. So when I sit down with families, I go over to what they need. I go over what products are out there, and I show them what this product can do to you and how detrimental it could be to your family in the mm-hmm. long run. And then I propose something else that my company offers. And it's about doing what's right. My company, I do what's right 100% of the time. I'm not in it for the sale. I'm in it to make sure that you're in a better standpoint after I leave.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. And sharing that knowledge and seeing less GoFundMes, I'm telling you. I'll use my wife for example. My wife, her mother passed away 10 years ago, something like that. And it was all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Had no life insurance. None whatsoever. And it turned my wife's, her childhood upside down. Because no one sat down with my wife's mother and said, you should get life insurance or you should look into that. So
yeah.
that, it really hits home with me and my family because it's something that no one sat down with us and said, you need to take this out until it was too late. So that's my mission to really, the people in this community and the surrounding communities to sit down and really really educate people on how this works because people are hurting, man. People yeah. are hurting.
I mean, and we're going to take a quick break, mm-hmm. but on a different scale, but
yep.
something similar, and it's one of those things that people don't talk about, and I learned about it more when I moved down south,
mm-hmm.
was rental insurance. And I only say that because a lot of people don't own their own homes.
Gotcha.
So they rent from a landlord, and they feel like, well, I'm covered. Yeah, the structure is covered, but your actual property isn't covered. You know what I mean? So rental insurance is one of those things where I always thought, like, after I was down south and people was telling me about it, like, life insurance, rental insurance. I know it might mm-hmm. sound crazy, but I always thought, like, if there was a fire, if something did happen,
mm-hmm.
To be able to come up and don't have to worry about that much.
Yeah.
Is something that is a good feeling, man.
Yeah. I mean, the purpose of insurance, all insurances, well, is life, health, rental, is to transfer the risk from you to that company. So yeah. you're renting. I mean, you're taking the risk away from yourself. And if something happens, God forbid, mm-hmm. that company is supposed to step up and take care of their business. So it's something that, like I said, I look forward to talking to you more about it. And it's people just need to know that it's simple. It's not scary. It's not scary.